Dion Insurance. We currently, as I look around the table, don't currently have a quorum. But thank you for the prompt attendance by my colleagues. And if it's okay with them, we'll begin as a subcommittee. And if it's okay with the author, we'll begin as a subcommittee. Senator Lara, welcome to the committee, and we look forward to hearing your bill.
Thank you.
This is SB 30.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. SB 30 really gets to a way to be more innovative in terms of engaging our insurance industry and involving them in our climate change challenges. This bill really stems from a conversation we've had when we were in Bonn, Germany during the World Climate Change Conference, in which reinsurance companies are really engaging different countries on insuring what we call environmental infrastructure, pretty much what Mother Nature has created to protect us from climate change already. It's happening in Mexico with a really innovative way. You have local businesses, you have local governments and communities engaging in fighting the degradation of the coral reef, which we know would be devastating to that community, to the economic area and the hotels. So it's a hotel tax that they created to pay into this fund. Really, you pay $1 million to $2 million, and you in return get $25 million to immediately reforest the coral reef. This is a very innovative way to be able to create another pot of money to really get to climate change and how do we immediately protect against it. And so what this bill does, it really establishes a working group to bring our insurance industry, to bring our environmental groups, to bring academic experts, to figure out what's analogous for us here in California. And so what we've seen, obviously, our forest management, our wetlands, our coastal marshes that all protect against sea level rise, and would allow us to then utilize the expertise of the insurance industry, which we know is calculating risk, to tell us where are we at more at risk to climate change and our climate challenges. So, you know, this is just the beginning. It's an important first step to get California engaged in this conversation that is happening worldwide. And with that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Are there witnesses in support?
Catherine Pettibone, American Insurance Association. We're pleased to support this bill. Many of our members are the ones who are doing some of this innovation across the world. And, you know, as we worked on it, they noticed, you know, the term is like risk transfer mechanism. And I think they're really excited to see what we can do in California. Of course, we're under Prop 103. So what we can do is going to be something that I think we're going to have to look at and evaluate. And I think having all the partners at the table, seeing what we can do here in California will be exciting. And this is a great first step. We're really supportive of it.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you to the chair and members of the committee. My name is Alex Loomer. I'm with the Nature Conservancy. This bill is really simple and straightforward. It provides a process that will generate information to help achieve the state's goals for preparing for climate change. The working group will evaluate the potential for insurance to underwrite natural resource protection to reduce climate risk and increase resilience. There are numerous examples of how natural infrastructure is helping California become more resilient to climate change. Wetlands that buffer sea level rise and storm surge, as well as healthy forests that can better withstand wildfires and help mitigate high heat days. As the senator mentioned, the Nature Conservancy is working in Cancun with hotel owners and the government to ensure that the coral reefs can continue to protect the communities there. And we're having huge success. We respectfully urge your aye vote. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you very much. Are there any other witnesses in support? All right. Any witnesses in opposition? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can speak to the microphone right there. Yes. You could identify yourself, please.
Okay, Robert Loughton. I'm a homeowner on the coast. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to comment on solutions here. As far as the forest, what you could do is encourage logging, and because if you have logging, they're going to maintain the logging roads, and that that'll give better access to the people who fight the fires, and the logging companies will to some degree clear out the accumulated dead branches.
All right.
Okay, and then another point on number four, to reduce the exposure of insurance companies to climate-related losses. What you could do is call it an act of God. To say that the God created the created the sun, and the solar minimums created ice ages, and then so solar maximums would cause global warming, and that would melt the ice caps, and so in order to protect insurance companies, call it an act of God.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming today. Anybody else in witnesses in opposition? All right. We're going to need to establish a quorum, and we need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, you have, yes.
Yes, my name is Raul Rodriguez, Jr. I'm with America First Latinos, and we are opposed to SB 30.
Okay, thank you very much for coming today.
My name is Robin Vidston with the Remembrance Project. I urge a no vote.
Thank you.
My name is Greg Susco. I'm with American Children First, and I urge a no vote.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Keith. I'm a college student.
Great. Thank you very much. All right. Any other witnesses in opposition? Okay. We'll close the public testimony part of our hearing. I want to invite the author to make any summing up comments and invite my colleagues to ask any questions they wish. Anything you want to say in response?
Thank you. I respectfully ask for your vote.
Very good. Any questions from the panel? Senator Moorlach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just curious. We look at core business functions. I'm just kind of trying to figure out if this is a style drift or if it's innovative and whether it really fits within the function of what we're supposed to be doing as a government. I'm just wondering if you could just elaborate.
Well, I mean, the working group will give us, you know, and give us an opportunity to look at all these issues, right? What's the appropriate role of government? We want to make sure that we want to be deliberative in terms of what are the analogous environmental structures that we can protect, as well as seeing, you know, what else is happening in the rest of the world. We see that in Barbados, now they're looking at something very similar to reforest their mangroves, and they're utilizing the same structure, infrastructure that is happening in Cancun. So all we're saying is let's study the issue, let's bring some experts, and figure out some innovative ways that we can work with the insurance industry. And quite honestly, you know, we've been, I think, really committed to having the insurance industry just divest from coal. But this is engaging them in a much more, I think, collaborative fashion. Bring them in. They are, I mean, who can calculate risk better than the insurance industry? And bringing them into this conversation, I think, is very appropriate because they have the expertise. They can do this analysis and work with our environmental community to be able to figure out how we can create these mechanisms under Prop 103 and under, you know, our current legislation that we have to protect our environment. But I think it's worthwhile for us to engage in this conversation, given that it's already happening around the world and given the fact that, you know, California continues to be under fire. And so this just gives us another unique opportunity to look at things very differently and engage an industry that hasn't traditionally been really engaged. And you can see there's excitement from all parties to start this dialogue. So that's what we want to do and see what work comes out of it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. I want to see if we can establish a quorum here. And so we can take a pause for a moment and ask the secretary to call the, see who's present.
Glacier.
Here.
Glacier here. Gaines, Berryhill, Galdiani. Hernandez?
I'm here.
Hernandez here. Hertzberg?
Here.
Hertzberg here. Hoitzel? Laura?
Here.
Laura here. Mitchell? Moorlach?
Here. Present.
Moorlach here. Morrell? Portantino?
Here.
Portantino here. Roth?
Here.
Roth here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Any other questions? If not, Senator Roth has moved the bill. Let me just sum up and say, Senator, thank you for your creative thinking. thank you for your leadership in this area. I'm particularly pleased of the collaborative work that you're doing here, and it certainly has my strong support. So thank you for all your good work. All right, with that, we'll call the roll.
Chair Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Gaines? Berryhill? Galdiani? Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Waso? Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Mitchell? Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. Morrell? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
All right, and to clarify, the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in.
Correct.
All right, so that bill is currently has the votes to get out. We're going to leave the roll open for another moment or two to see if absent members want to come and join in. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We still need one. It still needs one more vote.
Yeah.
Because he Morlock is the no.
Oh, okay. We have one bill.
Yeah.
Ready to go on it?
Aye.
All right.
Mitchell?
We're going to lift the call on SB 30 and ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Okay. Mitchell?
Mitchell, aye.
Mitchell, aye.
All right. That bill enjoys seven yes votes, but we'll continue to leave the roll open for another minute or two for absent colleagues to join. All right, we're going to open the roll again on SB 30, if the secretary would call the roll.
Berryhill, Galgiani, Waso, Morrell.
No.
Morrell, no.
All right, we'll continue to hold the roll open for another minute or two for absent members. Thank you. Okay, we're going to open the roll again on SB 30, if the secretary would call the roll.
Berryhill, Galgiani, Waso.
Aye.
Waso, aye.
All right, we're going to hold the roll open for just two more minutes, and then we'll move forward. So anybody out there who has a senator who isn't here, please invite them down. Thank you. He's my friend.
Hey, guys.
Okay, we invite you back to the Senate Insurance Committee. We have one bill pending. The secretary would call the roll.
Berryhill, Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye.
Okay, so we have a vote of 9-2, and we're going to put that bill out. Thank you all very much. Have a very great day.